Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. A lot of information to get into. Going to get right into it right now. You know, the left, the intolerant, the much objectionable left, the communist left, the Democrat left, the communist Democrats, I'm sick and tired of every single one of them. Every single one of you out there who are listening, monitoring this program, for that purpose, for the purpose of surveillance, okay, I'm sick and tired of you, and I'll tell you what, your time is short. Your time is extremely short. You know, recently, and I have to say this, okay, I am going to be more active on Gab, on Getter, on Parler, and other platforms. I haven't been. Twitter can kiss off. I'm not going to touch Twitter, but I am going to be more active on social networking while I still can. The reason, of course, is we can touch additional people out there with our ideology. But I put up a social networking post. Oh, I know. Unlike me, I haven't done it in a couple of years, I think. On Gab, and I think it was also on Parler as well. There it is on your screen. You know, the left wants to let bygones be bygones, right? Let's just forget about it. How about some pandemic amnesty? There was an article in The Atlantic that I cited here. Brown University professor Emily Oster, writing for The Atlantic, wants to heal divisions that were created during the COVID-19 pandemic. All right. Sounds good, doesn't it? Let's just let bygones be bygones and accept a pandemic amnesty. Now that these nonsensical COVID provisions, rules, idiotic insanity, now that they're being lifted, that now that they are actually being shown to have been built upon lie after lie after lie, you're the liars, the left, the communist left. You're the liars, the politicians. I'm going to show you how big the lie is today, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to show you how big this is. But here's my take. Ain't going to happen. No amnesty for you. No soup for you. No amnesty for you. These political, professional, insane, demonic pustules, they have to go away. They have to be. Look, in my view, they must be dealt with in a court of law at the very least. These political leftists now saying, well, you know, let's see if we can find some middle ground. Oh, how'd that work back in 2021, 2020? How'd that work? Your sausage-like fat ass fingers in my face saying, put a mask on. I don't think so. Now you're saying, well, you know, let's let bygones be bygones. I don't think so. Even Sundance from Conservative Treehouse agrees with me on this, and he's been pretty right along with me, or me with him. I don't know. But the fact is, we're supposed to embrace this new enlightenment, writes Sundance, from the same people who were demanding our acquiescence to their dictates and sneering at those who did not comply. Well, you can just kiss my you-know-what, okay? Ain't happening. writes Sundance, and I echo this 100%. And I quote here, "I want, heck, need to see these people destroyed with the heat of 1,000 supernovas. The vulgar lies and verbal filth have been extreme for 2 years as these ideological parasites utilize their microphones and typeset." Oh, this guy writes great. "In a brutal attempt to tear down our nation, we have all been witness. We have all been witness to this. Anyone trying to convince us this assembly of our nation is not tenuous might want to revisit their proximity to reason, because they're not just out of the city, they're also out of the same state the ballpark is located in." And I agree. So when you understand, and this is the big thing here, my anger toward this, these moronic, again, pustules, these boils on the backs of swine are covering for a larger agenda, or they're stupid, or both. Because the truth is much bigger than anyone understands. In the interest of time, I want to get to this right away. I want to hit you with a couple of videos real quick. First off, okay? Because here's the reason. Understand what they're trying to cover up. Understand what they're trying to, who the people they're trying to protect. Understand what their agenda is. And you do. I know you do. When I say that, in no way is that any kind of denigration. That's for people who are monitoring this for content, for other reasons. I want to go to video number one. Jamie Glazoff did a great series on Front Page. I'm cherry picking some of this in the interest of time, just getting right to the heart of the matter. I want to play this video clip. It's under 2 minutes. Excuse me. It's under 2 minutes. This video one, again, all the links will be at HagmanReport.com. Please bookmark HagmanReport.com, visit there. And please, please do me a favor, spread the word about this show. All right. Video one, Inside the Globalist Haunting Depopulation Agenda. Let's start right here. Video one, go ahead.
Everything that God said that we should do, or that we have for our provision, the globalist movement today is moving in the polar opposite direction on every issue. On every issue, should man and woman be in a monogamous relationship? No. Should the food of the field be good enough to nourish us? No, we need to eat insects instead. Should the cattle in the field provide food for us? No, they provide too much flatulence. They need to be done away with. Can't have beef. Can't have red meat. The energy that's in the ground that has been a boon to the world ever since it began to be used intelligently, the energy in the ground is part of that provision that came out of the earth. Is that good enough to run the economy and supply the economy? No. We must do away with evil oil and coal and all those things and use alternative energy instead. These technocrats and transhumans today universally believe in a very mechanistic philosophy that excludes God completely. They want nothing to do with the concept of a designer. They will deny any intelligent design. Rather, they will go along with Darwinism and say that, well, we just happened, the whole thing, the world and all the people in it just happened by chance, and all of a sudden a few molecules got real smart, and they're the smart ones. And they deny the very pointedly, they deny intelligent design of the universe and of man. And yet now they openly are saying that they are taking over evolution. They're hijacking evolution because now they have the tools to become the intelligent designer. And so whether it be seeds or animals or even humans, they are looking now to move forward with evolution and become the intelligent designers that they denied in the first place.
When you speak.
All right. Right on the money. That's Patrick Wood, good friend of the program, friend of mine. Just a fantastic intellectual. I have to say this again, this is bigger than you know. This is about them being small gods, reaching immortality within their immorality, but reaching immortality, becoming small g gods, killing us and rendering us to some pen, if you will, in a closed setting. Video two, Leo Homan, also a friend of the program, friend of mine, know him, great writer, great speaker as well. Leo Homan talking about the biggest propaganda operation in human history. You are a part of it. You know that. You know this. Very important. Here it is.
Official Watch on November 4th went public with federal government documents it obtained as a result of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed over a year ago with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Biden administration. Kudos to Judicial Watch. Why? Because what we now have in our hands is a treasure trove of documents in which we really do find the smoking gun that confirms what we knew all along. This pandemic was a scamdemic meant to get us all vaccinated with an all-new experimental mRNA gene therapy injection. No legitimate medical treatment that is truly life-saving would have required this amount of poking and prodding and psychological manipulation to get people to take it. This was quite simply the biggest, most expensive, mind-controlling operation in human history. These documents that Judicial Watch received from the federal government had to do with the Health and Human Services, quote, COVID-19 Community Corps program, which included its, quote, trusted messenger campaign. What they uncovered was shocking. A massive covert propaganda campaign by the Biden administration that sought to recruit and enlist not only the medical establishment, but the entire entertainment industry, the sports world, the religious communities, the nonprofits, and the business community. It was all-encompassing. Here we are with some examples, which included, I'm going to tick them off real quickly here, so stick with me.
And listen to this.
A vaccine engagement package to all entertainment talent and management agencies. Vaccine engagement package to all media companies and show producers. Outreach to major cultural event producers. Outreach with the We Can Do This brand name and engage ideas to major businesses and associations. Launching of the Community Core Business Chapter. Start a celebrity Share the Mics program. Have celebrities and politicians appear with late-night TV hosts for vaccination videos. Produce HHS question and answer videos featuring local Black doctors discussing the vaccines, how they work, and why the public should get them. Request that Tom Brady create a video with his parents encouraging, you guessed it, vaccination. Create custom partnerships with the social media platforms with algorithms to hit the audience. Launch Hollywood comedy writers' video content. Work with YouTube on an original special about vaccinations targeted to young people. Work with Instagram, the largest social media platform, to produce a series about vaccines and young people. Request major TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram influencers to create videos of themselves being vaccinated.
Pause.
Request.
Okay, not only being vaccinated, but in that part right there, also promoting and getting paid to promote the vaccinide, the injecticide. I'm telling you right now, there are alternative broadcasters who are paid money to lie to you. Go ahead. Not this platform. Go ahead.
Vaccination special on, this is a real interesting one, the Christian Broadcasting Network, featuring evangelical leaders pushing the vax. Request that the major live entertainment TV shows feature hosts being vaccinated on the air. Request the TV morning and daytime talk shows feature special vaccination reunion moments with everyday Americans talking about what this means to them, with an example given that someone will be shown hugging their grandmother for the first time after being vaccinated.
Bastards.
Convene an editorial meeting with the publishers of Catholic newspapers and newsletters across the country. Have Dr. Jill Biden interview with Chip and Joanna Gaines of the Magnolia Decorating Corporation. It's a TV network that focuses on homesteading, decorating, home remodeling, and such. Request interviews with Black Entertainment Network. Request a vaccination special with the Christian Broadcasting Network, Netflix, and evangelical leaders. Place a, quote, trusted messenger on the Joe Rogan Show and Barstool Sports to promote vaccination.
Huh.
The documents also uncovered partnerships with all manner of sports leagues and media networks, the NFL, NASCAR, Major League Baseball, NBA, CMA, the gamut. Work with all major sport leagues to send vaccination information to the ticket holders. You can't escape this, folks, no matter how you tried to hide.
Okay, you can ESPN. Cut it right there. I was going to let it play to the end, but folks, again, HagmanReport.com, watch the whole thing. In fact, I'll put a link to Front Page Magazine. Jamie does a great job in this. But I want to tell you something, okay? Look, if this was good for you, good for us, you wouldn't have to be doing that. They wouldn't be doing that. And now they want forgiveness. Now they're saying, hey, let's reach the middle ground. F you. Okay. And what's, there's a meme out there. F you. And when you get to, oh, I can't remember what it was, but it was a string of expletives, obviously. And that's just barely how I feel about these people, because these people are demonic in nature. Look, and in the second half of this show, you're going to have to pay attention, because I'm going to tell you right now, regardless of what happens next Tuesday, regardless of what happens, and I don't have a really great feeling about next Tuesday, but regardless of what happens, you are going to see the breakout of fighting in the United States. I want to add very quickly, I am in contact with, in real time, an individual in Brazil, okay, for the elections there. Bolsonaro lost, Lula the communist won. There was a lot of weird stuff that happened, much like 2020. Trucks are not running. You're not seeing this on the news. Okay. I'm in contact with real time. I cannot reach this person right now. But let me tell you something. There's things happening in Brazil that are, would just blow your mind. All right. That's coming to America, regardless of what happens on next Tuesday. All right. Let's go to video number three, the globalist endless manufactured crises. This is a two minutes of this video. This really kind of sums it up as well. Go ahead.
COVID, but consider the COVID pandemic in general as a biological attack rather than just something that happened. Oh, gosh, we're sorry. Think about the propaganda campaign that has just been absolutely over the top ever since COVID started. Think about the biological attack that took place then with the messenger RNA shots. Think about the economic destruction that has taken place since COVID began, and all the lockdowns and shutdowns and et cetera, people losing their jobs. Think about the economic or about the energy crisis that we have today, because started with the war in Ukraine, by the way, but now we have a raging energy crisis around the world. This is often typical of war, energy becomes the most valuable resource that you can imagine. Think about the food crisis that has come upon us now. This is also a manufactured crisis. Nothing natural about this whatsoever, other than the fact there are some places experiencing drought. But there are ways to deal with drought in the world of agriculture, and practices like cutting back nitrogen fertilizer by 30% to farmers is absolutely suicidal. Of course, it will result in less food. Then you have the financial crisis that we're sitting on right now, which again is a manufactured crisis. You have all these crises happening at the same time. And I will suggest, as I have done in a few public speeches recently, that what we're facing is a polycrisis of doom, essentially. The enemy has prosecuted a war against humanity. All of these things are part, these are tools of warfare. They're not really surprising either. When physical war breaks out, the most natural outcome of physical war is hunger, famine, almost invariably follows war. You also have an energy crisis, often because the infrastructure has been destroyed during the course of war. And financial crisis, that also follows because monetary systems get blown up and shredded and everything. So all these things are happening to us today at the same time.
All right. That was, again, Patrick Wood wrapping it up. There's a PDF out there. All right. Now, again, to show you how big this is. Prior to the SARS-CoV-2, and prior to event 201, but in the run-up to 201, there was a paper that was published in Canada. The PDF link will be in the program notes. I want to show you what this PDF is. Exploring Biodigital Convergence. All right. That's the paper. That's the multi-page document. And when you read this, this should open your eyes. Okay. This was published out of Canada. And this particular PDF explains things very well. Because you recently heard, for example, The Intercept talking about, hey, guess what? You heard Leo Homan talking about the Judicial Watch documents uncovering the this push toward vaccination, this push toward censorship on as well on the social media and social networking. What are they trying to cover up? Are they trying to cover up voter fraud? Okay, sure. That's minor league crap. What they're trying to cover up is what they're doing, WEF agenda. This kind of lays it out in a very, very frightening way. And for all of you people who believe, for example, the COVID shots are inert or that don't have any lasting ramifications, read this. Because this was written, let me enlarge this here on my end. This was written by a group of people signed by Kirstel van der Elst, Director General of Policy Horizons Canada. All right. Now, when you scroll through this or when you read this, it gets into the various ways biodigital convergence is emerging. There's three ways on the one page. Full physical integration of biological and digital entities. If you scroll down one more page, you'll see it. One more page. There it is. The three ways right there. The co-evolution of biological and digital technologies and the conceptual convergence of biological and digital systems. What they're saying is man will become machine, machine will become man. But when you look at this and you go through this very carefully, you'll find out that they've already achieved having a robot with a human brain and having a human brain accentuated by robotic means. And I'm not talking about some medical application. I am talking about experimental applications. That should scare the you-know-what out of you. And right underneath that, you can see it. change human beings, our bodies, minds, and behaviors. That's their goal. They want to change human beings. See, God created us in his image. They can't have that. They need to destroy us. Celeste Salome, God bless her. Again, link in the program description box. Also on the Glasnov front page report. She was interviewed 45 minutes talking about how they're impacting us through the aerosolized sprays, through the food supply, through the water. This is big, and they don't want this out. And by the way, the stuff that The Intercept talks about and The Federalist and other places, this censorship, this attack on the truth has been going on in earnest since when? Not in the last couple of years, but since really George W. Bush. And then it got really going under Obama. And of course, now under Biden, it's out of control. Change or create other organisms. So they want to create other organisms or change the ones that we have. Alter ecosystems. All right, you get the drift, right? Again, in the interest of time, scroll down, if you will, to page, I believe it's, let's see here. I'm going to help you out, Eric. It's going to be page 16. So if you scroll down to page 16, it gives you an example for one example. Good morning, BioDigital. Many factors could affect how biodigital convergence technologies could impact different societies, countries, cultures, and so on. This is one person's scenario. I wake up to the sunlight and salty coastal air of the Adriatic Sea. I don't live anywhere near the Mediterranean, but my AI, which is also my health advisor, has prescribed a specific air quality, scent, and solar intensity to manage my energy levels in the morning, and has programmed my bedroom to mimic this climate. And it goes on and on and on. Everything that this person does, it's all AI. It's all automated. The fresh bed sheets grown in my building from regenerating fungi are better than I imagined. Yeah, okay, you go ahead and sleep on fungi, you crazy lunatic. Read this. All right. Some additional pieces of information. Again, the big news is, hey, guess what? They've been lying to us. The government's been lying to us. They've been censoring us. Mark Zuckerberg, Twitter has been, they've been agents of the state. Big news. Here it is right here. Leaked documents outline DHS's plan to police disinformation. Oh, big news. As if this hasn't been going on for the last decade. It has. But this is focused on the recent issues with Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, and other places. 15. All right. Folks, the link to this document will be in the program description box. I don't want to keep our guests waiting. Once again, thanks for hanging with me. Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. Go to HagmanReport.com. Make sure you open the program description box for all of the links. Everything you need to know is in that program description box. With me right now, Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. Links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Nowhere else there. And go. What's that? freedomtrain.net. See that? If you're watching this either on Rumble or Brighteon or from our website, freedomtrain.net, there you go. Lot to get into. You know, we're seeing elections, we're seeing things happen all across the world. And the thing that makes this country, the United States of America, different than, we'll say, Canada, which the Canadians apparently just cucked out and said, okay, All right. Yeah. Take away, you know, take away our ability to use and possess firearms. Yeah. It's okay. And, you know, here in the United States, I want to mention this, the ATF, their proposed rule, well, 2021R-08 is rearing its ugly head again. Now, it's talking with Sam Andrews, my guest right now, and he said, yeah, you know what, this is about the pistol braces on firearms. Not a big fan, not a lot of use for them. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but that's not, to me, that's not the point. The point is this: you've got this bureaucracy, the ATF, that is doing everything in their power to make law-abiding citizens, gun owners, law-abiding gun owners, felons, criminals, by changing the rules. You could have purchased, we'll say, for example, an AR-15 with a arm brace, okay? And now, coming up again, for the third time, I believe, this December, is amending ATF regulations to clarify when a rifle is intended to be fired from the shoulder. And this hinges upon Form 4999, a four-point system. Fighting against this, of course, in addition to Sam and his crew and all of the patriots out there, Firearms Policy Coalition, Gun Owners of America, and Second Amendment Foundation. But this just shows you how far this regime will go to disarm the American public. I'm not going to take any more time away from Sam. Sam, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Doug. Certainly better than I deserve.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to hear. You're looking well. And so let's talk about whatever's on your heart. The fact that we are so close to both a revolution and a civil war. The fact that we haven't gotten into one yet surprises me. The civility is declining. I don't know. Where do you want to go? Because I do want to talk about the training that you offer as well. So all around this and through this, what's on your heart?
Well, pursuant to the regulation that's proposed, the federal government has zero authority under the Constitution of the United States to regulate anything firearms related.
Correct.
In fact, it's one of the few things that they are expressly forbidden from regulating. I don't know what shall not be infringed means to you, but to me, it means don't even go near that. You know, infringed, you know, the root word is fringe, right? So the perimeter, don't even go near the perimeter of that subject. That's how strong our founding fathers were. They also wrote, keep and bear, not keep and conceal. And we have this concealed carry culture in our country, which I'm not a big fan of. I really think that our founding fathers truly believed that if you concealed a weapon, you were a scoundrel. That if you were a man, you would bear your weapon openly so that everyone would know you were armed. And that was a great thing for society. But pursuant to this regulation, the pistol brace was something that was developed for AR-15 pistols. And it wraps around your forearm and straps to your forearm so you can shoot the AR-15 one-handed comfortably, actually. In a tactical application, they're not that useful. Probably not a hill I would die on. But you know, when Republicans and the NRA and so many Americans tolerated the tyrannical ban of bump stocks?
Yes.
You knew this was coming next.
Sure.
Because it's incrementalism. And when you allow a government to encroach on your rights, you give them an inch, they will eventually take a mile 1 inch by 1 inch. And that's why you never tolerate tyranny, ever, in any circumstances. I don't own one of these things. All of my ARs are rifles. They're not pistols. But I'll tell you one useful application that I've seen with these particular items is these gals that are 5'3", to 4'7" that aren't big 6 foot, 220 pound athletes that want to be able to shoot an AR to defend their home and their life, they find these very useful because you can put a 10 inch barrel on it that doesn't weigh very much, and you can put a pistol brace on it. And for a woman that's 4'10", this is an ideal sized rifle. They can handle the weight because the weight is less and the weight is not extended so far away from their body. So they're very, very effective with this size AR. Now, do they shoot it like a pistol? Probably not. But no. The federal government has no business getting involved in any of this anyway.
And that's the thing. You're exactly right. They don't have the, they got no business messing around here. But yet they are. They do. Why? Because we allow them. We let them.
See, now in Missouri, we passed a Second Amendment Preservation Act. Our governor signed it into law. It basically renders all federal gun laws in the state of Missouri illegal. And the federal government is not allowed to use state police or local police to enforce federal gun laws. It is illegal for them to do that in the state of Missouri. They can be fined up to $50,000 per occurrence in the state of Missouri if they assist a federal law enforcement agency in enforcing a federal gun law. Now, do we need the Second Amendment Preservation Act? I don't know. I think the Constitution of Missouri stands alone. And if it doesn't, certainly the U.S. Constitution stands alone. Will the people in Missouri tolerate federal gun confiscation? They will not. This was the last place where I live in southern Missouri, the last place to surrender during the Civil War. And there are counties here that never officially surrendered. And so I can tell you the men in southern Missouri do not take to being attemptedly ruled by tyrants that have no business bossing us around and making us their slaves. And the men here will not tolerate this in any way. In fact, the deputies that I spoke to in Missouri, when we asked them point blank, what are you going to do when the federal government orders you to confiscate guns? And they all look, they get this wide-eyed look and they say, I'm turning in my badge and my gun. I know what will happen next. Now, that's in the rural counties of Missouri. In St. Louis City or Kansas City, if you ask a police officer, what are you going to do when you get orders to confiscate guns? They're going to say, I'm going to go get the guns. Because there is a great divide between a deputy sheriff who respects people's rights, whose boss is an elected sheriff, and a city police officer whose boss was appointed by a politician, typically the mayor or the city council, which does not bode well for the cities if things come unglued.
Things are not going to go well. I'm going to tell you that right now. Things will, in my view, things are not going to go well. I see famine, deliberate supply shortages, food necessities. I see all this taking place. I see civil, what a mess with the civil society. Civility's gone or will be gone. As soon as you can't use your bank card for food or gas or whatever, when there's no gas to buy. So the people that are, by the way, the people that are both armed and trained, let me say that you can have a gun, you can have an AR-15, never take it out of the case and never shoot it. And when, you know, the stuff hits the fan, think, okay, I'm safe. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to hurt yourself.
You will be shot in the first 3 seconds of a firefight if you are not trained.
Yeah.
That's a simple fact.
Sure.
And unfortunately, people don't realize that it's critical that you get training. Because if you don't know how to use cover and fight from behind cover, you will be shot in the first 3 seconds. That's the truth. And the other thing about human nature that a lot of people don't really want to recognize, they don't want to recognize the power of human nature. and the power of people's will to survive.
Yes.
When you go without food, you are 3 days away. Most groups, most societies, the majority of people are 3 days away from attacking their neighbors to get food. They are 3 weeks away from eating their neighbors. Now, that's right. I said eating your neighbor. When you are starving, things happen to your brain and you do things that are unimaginable. And it's very difficult for people to understand the power of this. So if they kill the diesel supply, if they stop the trucks running into the cities, it will be 3 to 5 days before things explode.
And you know, people say, well, yeah, I've got 3 or 4 days or a week or a month's supply of food. And you really don't, if you think about it, especially, well, I mean, 90% of the people who think they've got the necessary food really don't. So you're right.
Well, let's talk about preparation. You talk about having food and ammo. You're talking about preparing for hard times. So if you prepare for hard times, you really need a bug in and a bug out strategy. So the people that have canned food and put food aside and have refrigerated food and extra meat in the freezer, that's great. As long as they don't turn the power off and as long as you don't have to relocate. But if you have to relocate, you've got a big problem because you cannot carry enough canned food. Unless you've got a semi with a 50-foot trailer, you will not be able to carry enough food with you in your car or your pickup truck to keep you and your spouse alive for 6 months.
That's right.
Because canned food is enormously heavy and takes up an enormous amount of space. Now, for a bug-in strategy, canned food, food in a freezer works great as long as the power doesn't go off. What happens when the power goes out? What happens when a dirty bomb or a nuclear plant gets sabotaged and the wind just happens to be blowing your direction? See, a lot of people don't know in a nuclear event, a dirty bomb situation, some chemical events, the wind really determines, the direction of the wind determines who lives and dies. And so if the wind is blowing from west to east and you happen to have a power plant to the west of you, and the wind's blowing west to east, when it is damaged and there is a leak of nuclear energy, you got a big problem. You're going to have to relocate. And if you don't have a bunch of freeze-dried food, something that's lightweight that you can carry with you, you show up at your new location, there might be people there that are not receptive to your arrival because you don't have ammo and food. Yeah. So not only is food important, but the type of food is important depending on what the situation is.
Good points all. And I think a lot of people, I think now is the time that I'm a big believer, Sam, in the book, The Theory, The Fourth Turning. I think that we're seeing that happen right now. We're seeing all the negative things that will happen and are about to happen. And I don't have a good feeling about the next really 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years. I don't have a good feeling about it. I don't know when this is all going to go really bad, really south, really fast. So here's what I recommend. And here's one thing, folks, that we can do, the Hagmann Report can do, is offer you, team up with guys like Sam and offer you training. Look, if you are younger than me or my age, but physically fit, physically able, Sam's got a great training program. The next one, but by the way, do we go through, do we fill two classes? One class. We fill one class. The next class that we'll fill is coming up, and I wrote that down. That was December 1st through the 4th. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. Folks, please go to HagmannReport.com/training. Get your information. If you have a son, a nephew, significant other, whatever the case might be, this is the place to go. At least we can help here by giving you the lowest cost, the best, and I mean the best training for the money. And that's at Freedom Center USA. I'm telling you right now, they have really, they're not making much from this. And we asked them to give something special to our listeners and viewers. They did. Sam's behind it. And for that, we thank him. But this could mean your life or the life of your loved ones. Go to HagmanReport.com/training for information and sign up. Next class is December 1st through the 4th. And you know what? If I was physically able to do so myself, I would. Many people know what's going, a little bit about what's going on, but the fact is, the more people that get trained and are on our side, the better. So that's Freedom Center USA. And Sam, I want to thank you for doing that. I know that you're doing that at an extreme cost when, in fact, you are in the midst of all kinds of gunk going on, you know, with in your life. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you.
Well, Doug, I thank you for putting that out there. It's important. And I use this example all the time. I've got a custom guitar, a Ricky Barlow in New York made me. It's a beautiful instrument. It's a better musical instrument than the Steinway my grandfather gave me. And I ask people a simple question. Would you rather hear me play my $7,000 guitar, or would you rather hear Eric Clapton play a $400 acoustic Fender? And I can promise you, as a musician, you would much rather hear Eric Clapton play the cheap guitar. And this speaks to the musician, not the instrument. It doesn't matter how nice an AR-15 you have, how custom a Glock you have, how much ammo you have. None of that matters if you're not trained, if you don't have a high level of skill. The level of skill is what matters. I could give 12 Patriots the best weapons made and the best ammunition made, and I could put you in a house with a Navy SEAL and a pocket knife. Put a dozen of you in that house. In a couple hours, the Navy SEAL would walk out, and the 12 bodies that went in with the best weapons known to man would be lying on the floor somewhere in the home, because skill matters. And it's so important that you understand that buying the gun and the ammo is not enough. You've got to learn how to use cover. You've got to learn trigger control. You've got to learn the safe operation of the weapon. You've got to learn how to keep the gun running and keep it in the fight. That's absolutely critical. And that will bring me to my firearms tip of the week, if you're ready for that, Doug.
I'm ready after this one question. I got an email, I don't know, it was within the last week or two, who said, the writer asked me, well, aren't we going to be fighting just a bunch of rubes out there with, you know, who don't know how to fight? The leftists who never picked up a gun. Isn't that who we're really going to be fighting? So really, what training do I really need to outgun these morons? And that's kind of
that's a false belief system.
Okay.
Because you look at the situations where patriots have stood up, and who have you seen there? You've seen the BLM. You've seen tactical officers for federal agencies. You've seen FBI HRT, the Wetworks team of the federal government. And these guys are skilled.
Yes.
They're not clowns. Okay. Now, can an FBI HRT team of 40 men, can they take on 140 patriots that are trained? No chance. HRT would be cut to ribbons. But the fact of the matter is, that the federal government, the rubes, the libtards, they don't do the fighting. They pay skilled order takers to do their fighting for them. They're not stupid. Do you think George Soros hires a rube to guard him? No, he goes and hires ex-Secret Service agents or ex-Navy SEALs.
Good point.
Or ex-British SAS.
Yeah.
Good That's point. Who's guarding the elite. Don't kid yourself about that. So,
which I believe is why they're still sucking air. I mean, I ask the question all the time. Why are these people still walking around sucking air? And I do believe things do happen that we don't hear about. That's just my view. But what do I know about these things? But no, you're right. So go ahead with your tip. I didn't mean to derail you, but I wanted to get that sentiment out there because I thought about that. And I thought, you know, is it possible that we're just going to be facing a bunch of morons with guns? You know, morons with guns against morons with guns.
Having been in a few firefights, I can absolutely testify to the simple fact that fortune favors the skilled.
Amen to that. It does.
Yeah, no question about it.
All right. Well, again, folks, HagmanReport.com/training. The link will be in the program description box. Please, 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 please prayerfully consider this for the sake of yourself, your family, your loved ones, and to take something with you in the event that you do have to bug out, or if you're bugging in, you're going to need the same training. So this is the best training I believe you can get as a civilian, and that's Freedom Center USA. So Sam, go ahead and give your
tip. If you can't come out and train, then find a young athletic guy, a son, a nephew, a neighbor that you can sponsor. It will make your neighborhood more secure. It'll make your home more secure, your neighborhood more secure if you have skilled people around you.
Yep.
You cannot. The lone wolf deal, I'm going to defend my home no matter what. I'm going to go to my lair in the mountains and go underground in my underground place. That's all mythology. You can't survive by yourself. You need a community of like-minded people to do defense 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And you need a significant size group because you have to sleep, you have to eat, you have to shower. You've got to do hygiene. You've got to do all these basic things that humans need. You cannot do security 24/7. It's impossible. You might do it for a day and a half and then you're done. So the training and learning about how we survive as communities together as a group is a big deal. And it defeats the myth of the lone wolf that survives the apocalypse, which is a myth.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah, so let's talk. Go ahead.
So let's talk a little bit about pistols. We get a lot of people come to training and they don't have a pistol that fits their hand properly. So I'm going to spin to the side here and back up a little so you can see I have a pistol here that is clear. I can't show you the chamber with the camera, but it is clear. I've checked it 3 times now. Magazine well's clear. Okay.
All right.
So most people, this is my personal pistol. It fits my hand very, very well.
Safe gun, by the way.
Most people have a pistol. And when they go to reload it, it locks back like this because it's out of ammunition. The magazine follower pushes up the slide stop and it locks back, which makes it easier to reload.
Oh, no, it's now, jammed.
Well, I hope not. Okay, so we're going to talk about how do we keep a gun in the fight? Well, the first rule is you've got to have a pistol that fits your hand, which means you can reach the control levers with a fighting grip. Notice my finger is in the trigger guard. Now, my fighting grip looks like this. My left thumb is way far ahead of my right thumb. But now we need to change magazines. So I'm going to insert a mag. I've run the gun dry. I need to strip the magazine. And as soon as I hit the mag release button, my thumb goes directly to the top of the slide release. And I don't know if you'll hear the click of the trigger. I hope you do. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop a mag, insert a new mag, close the slide, and pull the trigger. And I want you to see how long that should take. That's how long it should take to change a mag. And if you can't change a magazine in less than 1.2 seconds, you need training and you need practice. Now, the key is that my thumb that releases the mag, as soon as it releases the mag, it goes right to the slide release. So if I do this in slow-mo, I'm going to drop the mag. My thumb goes down to the mag release button, and it goes, as soon as I press it, I go immediately to the top of the slide release. Now, as I insert the magazine, as the magazine impacts and locks in place, I use that energy with pressure on top to close the slide. So it looks like this.
Okay.
And then my fingers back in the trigger guard, and I fire the weapon. And that whole process, from the time that the mag is inserted till I fire the gun, takes about this long. If you can't do that, you need to learn how. And if you don't know how to get that training, come to the Freedom Center and we'll train you. But these are the kinds of things that you're going to learn. You're going to learn to get rid of all the extraneous movement. You're going to learn how to set up the control levers on your weapon so you can operate them with a fighting grip. And you can get a gun back in the fight within a second of it running dry.
Wow.
Kind of makes the magazine limit people. Kind of takes them out of play when you can change mags in 1.2 seconds or less.
You see in the movies, he's reloading, and it gives you a chance to fire. Okay, with that, no chance, and the enemy's dead. How great is that? 1.2 seconds. That's fascinating, and that's right there, folks, is worth the price of admission if you can do that.
It's a valuable skill to learn how to reload your weapon quickly. I watched a Fox News video of this Ukraine freedom fighter going against the Russian forces, and he dropped a mag out of his AK, and it was, I think I counted to 14. Got the magazine locked back in the gun, and I was like, oh my Lord, what is going on with this poor man? You know, and you don't want to take 14 seconds to reload a gun. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And now, I have instructors that'll do this in 0.8 of a second.
Really?
So if you're willing to put in the practice time, you can actually reload an AR or a pistol in less than a second. You can go on YouTube, watch Doug Koenig do it in 0.79 seconds, 0.77. He's one of the fastest I've ever seen. When Koenig greases a reload, I mean, really does it right. When he's spot on, he's really fast. But, you know, 0.7, 0.8 is world class. The average person can learn to do it in less than a second and a half in a couple of days.
And there you have it, folks. Go to HagmanReport.com/training, Freedom Center USA. I'm telling you right now, this is worth everything. I mean, this is worth your life. That's Freedom Center USA, HagmanReport.com/training. Sam, we're about out of time. We got about another minute is all. I want to thank you for showing us that. That's amazing, too, by the way, how you did that so quickly. You should see
the look on the students' faces when I insert a magazine in an M4, I close the bolt, and I fire the weapon. And the trick is that when you insert the mag, your thumb is always on the side of the magazine, never behind. So when you insert the mag, your thumb goes right to the bolt release. And as soon as you hit the bolt release, you pull the trigger because your eyes are in the sights on the target. And you close the bolt release and pull the trigger. Well, guess what? The hammer's laid back and the bolt carrier's coming forward. The hammer chases the bolt home. And as soon as the gun locks up, the gun fires. You don't have to wait for the bolt to close. You can pull the trigger. And when a student sees me insert a mag and fire the gun in 0.2 seconds, the looks on their faces are absolutely priceless.
Folks, one place you don't want to stand is between where he's pointing the gun and Sam Andrews. Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for taking your time out today. And thanks for showing us that tip. Appreciate
it. Doug, thanks for having me. Have a great week, sir.
Yeah, you too, sir. Folks, that'll do it. That'll do it. HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com/training. That's HagmanReport.com/training. Freedom Center USA. Sam Andrews, got to say thank you so much for making it affordable for people like you and me to go out there and do this. God bless. Good night.